الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا وسيخرجون منه أفواجا. رواه أحمد رحمه الله والدارقطني. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا، فطوبى للغرباء. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, elders, our young friends, if you remember, a few weeks ago we started a series of fitan that is now engulfing the entire world. There are many, many fitan that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has prophesied that will come about in the ummah. Inshallah, I would like to touch one fitna today that we find in the hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Dariqutni, they both mentioned the hadith where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, inna an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja وَسَيَخْرُجُونَ مِنْهُ أَفْوَاجًا. Then there is a very similar hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam said, on one occasion he read, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Rasulullah read the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And then Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam said, the way there was a time where people will enter into Islam in droves, in big groups, in the same manner there will come a time upon the ummah where people will leave. Kama dakhalu afwaja sayakhrujuna minhu afwaja. The way they entered into droves and into big groups, in the same manner they will lose Islam and they will leave in the same manner as well. So the fitna that we are facing today, especially in the new generation, is known as the fitna of irtidad. The fitna of irtidad. Irtidad means where an individual is a Muslim and then he renounces and he leaves the deen of Islam. You leave the deen of Islam. Allama ibn Nujaym rahimahullah, Allama ibn Nujaym is a great faqih of the ummah. He wrote a kitab, it's called Al-Bahru al-Ra'iq. Al-Bahru al-Ra'iq. He says, فَقَدْ ظَهَرَ أَنَّ الرِّدَّةَ أَنَّ الرِّدَّةَ أَفْحَشْ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ الْأَصْلِيَّ. Look what he says. He says, even more dangerous than kufr itself, being a kafir, being a non-Muslim, even more dangerous is an individual coming into Islam and then leaving Islam. This is more dangerous. This is according to Allama ibn Nujaym al-Misri rahimahullah. There's a hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah where Rasulullah alayhi salam says, people were created in different categories. The hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, Rasulullah alayhi salam says, people come into the world, and look what he says. This is a hadith of the Messenger of Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُولَدُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيَحْيَى مُؤْمِنًا وَيَمُوتُ مُؤْمِنًا. May Allah make us amongst them. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. There are some people who are born Muslim, as you find in the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira, mentioned by Imam Muslim, where Rasulullah says, كُلُّ مَوْلُودُ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِتْرَةِ. Every child is born on a natural state. So category number one are those people who are born Muslim. And then they live as a mu'min. And they will die as a mu'min as well. Category number one. Category number two. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُولَدُ كَافِرًا وَيَحْيَى كَافِرًا وَيَمُوتُ كَافِرًا. They are born as a kafir, meaning in a kafir home. They are born in a non-Muslim home. They live their entire lives, in that same manner. And they will die in the same manner as well. May Allah not make us amongst those. Category number three. Minhum man yuladu mu'mina, wa yahya mu'mina, wa yamutu kafira. They are those who are born mu'min. They are those who live a life of iman. But they die, before they pass away, they die as kafir. And mashallah, you have a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari in regards to one individual, Quzman al-Zufri. He passed his entire life as a believer, but before he passed away, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ama innahu min ahli an-nar." That individual is from the people of hellfire. Rasul, this is why we should never, Maulana Rumi rahimahullah used to say, never ever look down upon a kafir as well. Because do you have a guarantee today you are a believer, tomorrow you will live as a believer and you will die as a believer? Absolutely no guarantee. Category number four. Minhum man yuladu kafira wa yahya kafira wa yamutu mu'mina. You have those individuals that are born in a kafir home, live their entire lives as a kafir, but he dies as a believer. This is why Allama Ibn Abidin Shami rahimahullah mentions a very, very interesting point. Look what he says. He says, a jahil, a person who does not have knowledge, someone who is ignorant, you should refreshen your iman every day. Every day before you go to sleep, just say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Why? Because of ignorance, people do not realize what has taken them out of the fold of Islam and Iman. That's why you want to. And then look what he says after that. I'm not saying you do that. I'm not saying you do this at home. Look what he says. Every individual who does not have knowledge should refresh his nikah every month. Look what he says. This is Allama Ibn Abidin Shami, rahimahullah. Allama Ibn Abidin Shami, rahimahullah, passed away around, if I remember rightly, he passed away around 1836, approximately 190 years ago. 190, he wrote a manual of Fiqh Hanafi. He says, because ignorance is so rife in our time, every individual should refreshen their iman every day. So just read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and that is also the hadith of the Messenger of Allah mentioned by Imam al-Tabarani. Jaddidu imanakum, jaddidu imanakum. Refreshing your iman all the time. The Sahaba said, Messenger of Allah, how do we do that? What did Rasulullah say? Akthiru min qawli La ilaha illallah. Excessively read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allama Ibn Abidin Shami is saying, refreshing your iman every single day and refreshing your nikah every month. Because sometimes you don't know what you've said to your wife. Okay, and there is a possibility, you know, maybe your nikah is not valid. You do not realize, you do not. So this is why he says what he says. Khair, anyway. So there are multiple categories of people. There are some people who live their entire lives as believers. Hadith mentioned by Sahib Mishkat, Khatib Baghdadi. In Mishkat, he quotes the hadith, Rasulullah says, an individual passes his life as a believer his entire life until between him and Jannah there is only a handspan. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. Then what was recorded for him becomes, overpowers him, and then he dies as a kafir. This is why we want to be very, very careful. This is why I mentioned Allama Maulana Rumi rahimahullah says, don't even look down upon a kafir. Why? Because there is hope. Before he dies, he might embrace Islam. And don't ever feel, mashallah, you are everything because today you have iman. Why? What a guarantee do you have? You will remain a believer tomorrow. So this is point number one, inshallah. Okay, we are living in a zamana of irtidad. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahimahullah had a neighbor. Allama Qasim Nanotwi, mashallah, he's the individual who is a rector of Darul Ulum Deoband. And mashallah, you know today, what the West say? You know, there is a think tank in America. And they have given a conclusion to the American government. And what are they saying? If you want to root out terrorism from Pakistan, this, they've given the example of Pakistan. The same will be true for India and Bangladesh as well. What did they say? If you want to root out terrorism from Pakistan, then you have to make sure you close all the 2,000 plus madaris and Darul Uloom that are affiliated to Darul Uloom Deoband. So, mashallah, you know, Allama Qasim Nanotvi, rahimahullah, is an individual. I guarantee you, his students are scattered all over the world. Okay, mashallah, myself as well, and many, many ulama that you find in this country, they are all affiliated to Darul Uloom Deoband. Because, you know, our knowledge came from the Indian subcontinent. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Allama Qasim Nanotvi, rahimahullah, says he had a neighbor. And everyone took him to be a Hindu. So he was a Hindu. He passed away. He passed away. He was called Lalaji. His name is Lalaji. So Allama Qasim Nanotvi rahimahullah says, I saw him in a dream. And in the dream I saw he's in a garden, in a beautiful garden. He's in a very, very good state. So I said to him, Lalaji, you a Hindu, what you doing in Jannah? He says, Maulvi sahab, maine ankahi maine keh di. Maine ek aisi baat keh di jo mujhe kehna nahi chahiye tha, magar maine keh diya. He says, what was that? He says, before I died, I said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And these were his last words. And because of that, he goes into Jannah. This is why Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to always say one thing. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to say, Fil hal, right now, every believer is better than me. And in terms of the future, every non-Muslim is better than me. Because there is a possibility he might be granted iman and I will be deprived of iman before I die. You never know. But the situation today, we are living in a time where people, irtidad is a fitna of our time. Irtidad is a big fitna of our time. Our youth are losing, especially what we call Gen Z, the new generation. You believe me, they are losing iman left, right and center. You've got research from a think tank in this country. They are saying those children that are born in a Muslim home by their adulthood, anywhere between 7% to 25% are losing their iman before they go into adulthood. They are losing their iman. You know, the messenger, even the Anbiya alayhi salam was scared. Even the Anbiya. Today, the problem with me and you, we think we are believers today, tomorrow we will remain believers. There is no guarantee. Sayyidina Abu Darda, one of the great Sahaba of this Ummah, he was given the title Hakimu Hadihi Al-Ummah, the wise man of this Ummah, Sayyidina Abu Darda. Inshallah, if anyone wants it, you can ask me and I will send you a group of, it's a kitab, it's a book. And in that book, you find the advices of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu. MashaAllah, I sent, last week I sent a tafsir of Surah Yasin. And mashallah, I met a few brothers before Jumu'ah namaz and they told me, Alhamdulillah, we've started reading the tafsir of Surah Yasin. So mashallah, it's there, it's in English. You have absolutely no excuse, it's over 400 pages. It can be your nightly time read whilst you're lying down rather than TikTok. You believe me, you know, we have become a ummah of scrolling. And you don't realize how much time you are wasting. Not spending, you are wasting on TikTok. And you know, these shorts and these small videos, how much time we are wasting that is our commodity for the next life. Khair inshallah. So that kitab of Sayyidina Abu Darda and the advices of Sayyidina Abu Darda are phenomenal. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, if you see someone who is not fearful of nifaq in regards to himself, then you should fear for his iman. Look what he's saying. You should always be scared that Allah Ta'ala allow me to die with iman. Anbiya alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the greatest anbiya is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. One of the greatest anbiya. What was his dua? وَجُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, keep me away and my children away from worshipping idols. Keep us away from worshipping idols. Keep us away from becoming murtad and becoming like the non-Muslims. We do not want to become like them. The Messenger of Allah, السلام, hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah, on the authority of Sayyida Umm Salama, radiyallahu ta'ala. Umm Salama was a very, very clever lady. mashallah, very, very intellectual. One of the most brightest women of this ummah alongside Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And then you got Ummu Darda. Ummu Darda was a very, very, like Sayyidina Abu Darda, you got Ummu Darda. And then you got many other wives. You got you got Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha, his sister, Amra bint Rawaha, very, very clever individual. Amongst the Sahabiyat, you have many. Ummu Salama was one of them. Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi. The student, Shahr ibn Hawshib, is asking Sayyida Ummu Salama, what was the dua that Rasulullah used to frequently read when it was your turn for Rasulullah to stay with you? What dua did Rasulullah read a lot? She says, Rasulullah's most frequent dua, كان أكثر دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان عندي يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh, the one who has control over the hearts. ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh Allah, allow my heart to remain firm on your deen. You don't want to lose iman before you die. So she says, Messenger of Allah, you are making this dua for ثبات القلب على الدين. What did Rasulullah say? Because in the qulub bayna isbu'ayn min asabi'illahi, faman sha'a aqama wa man sha'a azaga. You know, all the hearts are in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wishes, the way Allah ta'ala can give someone iman, Allah ta'ala can flip it over as well. So this is why Yusuf alayhi salam, tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh Allah, grant me death as a Muslim. Even the Anbiya alayhim salam are concerned. This is why Hassan Bisri rahimahullah on one occasion stood up in the masjid and he says, I swear by Allah. Look what he says. I swear by Allah. Now this is one of the greatest tabi'een of this ummah. I swear by Allah. If there is an individual who is not fearful of nifaq upon himself, I fear for his iman. Very similar to what Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala says. Hazrat Maulana Abu al-Hasan al-Imiya al-Hasani al-Nadwi. MashaAllah, I'm sure you know, he won a Nobel Prize from the Saudi government. And they gave him a huge amount of money for a kitab that he wrote, Mada Khasil al-Alam, Mada Khasil al-Alam bi Inhitat al-Muslimin. He wrote a kitab, and mashallah, it's a phenomenal kitab, and he's wrote some other monumental works as well. As a Maulana Abu al-Hasan al-Imiya al-Hasani al-Nadwi. In 1983, he gave an interview to a newspaper in India. It's called the Mesco newspaper in India. In 1983, the interviewer is asking him, what do you have to say in regards to the Babri Masjid and the destruction of the Babri Masjid, the Shabanu case and the Talaq Bill? You know, they wanted to pass a Talaq Bill in India, okay, women should have the authority to issue the divorce. What do you have to say? There are innocent Muslims that are in jails in India. What do you have to say? This is 1983. MashaAllah, this is when we were growing up. You know, our generation who are now in their 50s, MashaAllah, this is when we were growing up. And alhamdulillah, we felt at that time, we still had it good in this country. We were not seeing irtidad, apostasy everywhere. He says in 1983, these are matters which are very, very insignificant. People knocking down, obviously it was not insignificant, but in the scheme of things, he says, we should be concerned of the intellectual apostasy that is going to reign in the ummah 30 to 40 years from now. He said that in 1983. In 1983. He says, a time will come where there will be no distinction and no differentiation between iman, kufr, nifaq, and shirk. It'll be absolutely fine. Today you go to UAE. You have Muslim leaders who are bowing before idols in temples in UAE, in a Muslim country. There will come a time in the new generation where people will be losing their iman and they have absolutely no differentiation. Now we need to ask ourselves, this is a fitna of our time. Fitna of our time. What are the reasons behind it? What are the reasons the new generation are losing their faith? Prime reason for that is the Western education system. The Western education system that our children are going through, it is created to make our children become apostates and lose their faith. If we are not careful and our children are going to non-Muslim set up non-Muslim schools, we have to be very, very careful. You know, if you might be surprised. This is 2014, 12 years ago, 11 and a half to 12 years ago. There was a report in this country. Do you know how many Christian missionaries are working, and their goal is to convert people from Islam to Christianity, to become apostasy, to become apostates? How many missionaries are working? 23,300 missionaries are working that have established 140,000 schools. 140,000 schools. 500 universities. 4,400 audio, video channels upon which you've got verbal diarrhea against Islam. You've got 6 million Muslim students that are studying under those Christian missionaries that are being brainwashed to leave Iman and to leave faith. One of the fundamental ways that today our children are losing their faith is the Western educational system that our children are going through. Inshallah, my time is over. Inshallah, next week I'll continue. I'll mention a lot of other things, but for today, inshallah, I'll finish on this. What me and you need to do, this, we are currently going through the month of Rajab. We are going through the month of Rajab. According to Allama Idris Kandilvi, rahimahullah, in Siratul Mustafa, and in the books of Sirah, you will find, when was the journey of Mi'raj undertaken by the Messenger of Allah? It was in the month of Rajab. There is a difference of opinion. It might have been in the month of Rabiul Awwal. It might have been in the month of Ramadan. It might have been Rajab. But majority view, it happened in the month of Rajab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Isra, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-mashjid al-haram ila al-mashjid al-aqsa. What does Allah mention there? Allah ta'ala mentions there the first leg of the journey, Al-Isra, and then the second leg is called Al-Mi'raj. The first leg of the journey is from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. But look at the beauty of the Quran. Look at the beauty of the Quran. What's the surah before Suratul Isra, from where the 15th juz of the Quran starts? What's the surah before that? Suratul Nahl. Suratul Nahl. That is the surah before Surah Bani Israel, before Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdihi. What's one of the last ayat of Suratul Nahl? Wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah. Persevere. We know you are going through difficulty in Makkah Mukarrama. You need to persevere. When did Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj happen? When Rasulullah was at the lowest in his entire life. He's just been to Ta'if. And he's been stoned by the gangsters and the mob of Ta'if. Rasulullah comes back to Makkah Mukarrama. And people do not want to allow him back into Makkah Mukarrama, his hometown. Today we are living in a time where you got Islamophobia. You know what they're saying? You are not welcome in this country. You must leave. We are living in a time. Rasulullah is told in Surah An-Nahl, "Wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah." And then, "Wala taku fi dayqim mimma yamkurun." Whatever they are planning, whatever they are plotting, you must not be in a state of, depression. Don't become depressed. Why? Because with the sabr, Allah will give you ease. And ease came in the form of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Why now? You have something that will connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest gift of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj is what? Salah. Rasulullah was given, in Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, Rasulullah was given salat. If we want to preserve our iman and the iman of our children, we must connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see, you believe me, without connection to Allah, you have nothing. You know, today you tell me, you are not secure. I am not secure. No one is secure. MashaAllah, even presidents are not secure. Even presidents on the world, MashaAllah, you've got the Fir'aun of our time. He wants to go Venezuela. And you know why they're going to Venezuela? The highest concentration of oil in the world today is Venezuela. They got 303 billion barrels of oil. 303 billion barrels of oil. Even more than Saudi. Saudi have got 267 billion. And then obviously you got Iran, you got Iraq, okay, and you've got another country. Okay, well, he's going to go after South America. Why? Because they've got the biggest supply and the biggest concentration of silver is in South America, in the entire world. He's going to go for Colombia, he's going to go for Greenland. Wallahu alam, there's nothing but ice there, but mashallah, he wants Greenland as well. So no one is secure. You only secure if you connect yourself and myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Is by way of salah. And that is a gift that Allah gave me and you in the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And inshallah, I'll just finish on this inshallah. You know, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the messenger of Allah, oh Muhammad, ask me what do you want? What do you want? What did the messenger of Allah say? Oh Allah, what I want is an tansubani ila nafsik. Oh Allah, you connect me to yourself and you call me your slave. I don't want anything more than that. My goal, your goal in life is that we become slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah allow us to refresh in our iman every single day as much as you can, inshallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Remain attached to the masjid. Remain connected to Allah. Remain connected to the book of Allah, the Quran, inshallah. No, alhamdulillah, we have tafsir every Friday in the evening in our local masjid. It's relayed on Mixla. You can tune in, inshallah. It's something that we can learn from the Quran. So inshallah, if you want to, straight after Isha is 7:30 in our local masjid, and straight after that at 7:50 we start. So you can just tune in. You don't need to come there physically. You can be in the confines of your home and attach ourselves to the Quran. Do dhikrullah all the time, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah, just one, two announcements, inshallah. The people who are doing the health check outside, you must have seen the porter cabin on your right-hand side as soon as you leave in the car park on the right-hand side. There's one male, there's one female. Inshallah, the female is for the female, and the male is for the males. So inshallah, if you can please make sure you go through the right door, inshallah. And if you want to have a health check, inshallah, you are most welcome to go straight after Jumu'ah Salat. I think they're here until approximately 1:30. They will check your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your sugar, inshallah. If you do want to have a look, inshallah, please do and benefit from the service. If you don't have time, you have to rush back to work, maybe you can take their card and you can book an appointment with them. And inshallah, that is also a possibility as well. Inshallah, please, brothers, we've mentioned this so many times. When you are leaving after Jumu'ah Salat, if you can please leave silently. Inshallah, if you want to talk, inshallah, please, by all means, inshallah, talk outside. Whilst you are leaving, if you can maybe just read La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Just read whilst you are leaving. So inshallah, if someone sees your lips are moving, inshallah, they won't speak to you. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, La yazalu lisanuka rataban min dhikrillah. Let your tongue remain moist in the remembrance of Allah. Hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim, you will not be a true believer until, you know, you remember Allah so much. Udhkurullah hatta yuqal majnun. You remember Allah so much that people call you a madman. And mashallah, if people call you mad, then mashallah, you are in the same category as how people call the Messenger of Allah majnun. So inshallah, you are following in the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah. Please leave silently. If you want to talk, please talk outside. No problem, inshallah. And if you have blocked someone, please leave straight after Jumu'ah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah. أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واعلموا أن من أعظم المصائب التي تصيب العبد أن يخرج من دين الله بعد أن عرف الحق قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يرتدد منكم عن دينه فيمت وهو كافر فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم أيها المسلمون إن للردة أسبابا عظيمة من أخطرها أولا الجهل بالدين فمن لم يتعلم العقيدة الصحيحة كان عرضة للشبهات والضلال وثانيا اتباع الشهوات وتقديم الدنيا على الآخرة. فإن المعاصي إذا استحكمت في القلب أظلمته. ثالثا مجالسته أهل الفتن والشبهات خاصة في هذا الزمان عبر الإعلام ووسائل التواصل. رابعا الاستهزاء بالدين أو بشيء من شعائره. قال سبحانه وتعالى: قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون. عباد الله، فاحفظوا إيمانكم وتعلموا دينكم وعضوا عليه بالنواجذ وأكثروا من الدعاء بالثبات. فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الثبات على الدين نعمة عظيمة لا تنال إلا بطاعة الله ومراقبته. فاحذروا من أسباب الضلال، وتمسكوا بالقرآن والسنة، وأكثروا من ذكر الله، فإن القلوب تحيا بذكره وتموت بالغفلة عنه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظ علينا إيماننا ولا تزغه بعد إذ هديتنا. اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين واحفظهم من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Brothers, please, inshallah, fill in all the gaps in front of you, inshallah. سووا الصفوف، فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه، أذلة على المؤمنين، أعزة على الكافرين، يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم، ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله واسع عليم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات الله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك يا نبي السلام علينا وعلى عباد الناس الصالحين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم من كل ذنب واتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك.